This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Palestinian militant group Hamas says it will accept an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire in Gaza if Israel does the same. But Israel's UN ambassador told reporters in New York Israel will continue to take action to protect its people. All of this after a round of rocket and mortar fire and airstrikes over 2 days. The fighting was said to be the heaviest since the 2014 Gaza War. UN Relief Agency spokesman Christopher Gunness said the region is facing the real chance of a fourth destructive war in a decade.
In the last 10 years, tens of thousands of people have been wounded or maimed or killed, including hundreds of children. And that's why we say to the warring parties, they have to abide by the emerging ceasefire.
The violence has caused fatalities on both sides. Turkish President Erdogan continues to ramp up pressure on Saudi Arabia over the death of Saudi dissident and journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He apparently died of strangulation inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. A pro-government Turkish newspaper has published X-ray images of a suitcase with alleged murder tools inside. It said the suitcase was carried by the Saudi hit team sent to perform the killing. Turkey is pressing the Saudis for information on a local collaborator who is believed to have disposed of Khashoggi's body. British Prime Minister Theresa May is scrambling to sell her cabinet on a draft Brexit agreement her negotiators concluded after months of tense talks with their European Union counterparts. But the 500-page draft remains a source of deep dispute within Britain's ruling Conservative Party and in Parliament, which will have the final say on whether to approve it. If the agreement is approved, Britain would remain in a customs union for several years with the EU after it formally leaves the bloc in March, but with an unclear legal path to quitting the customs arrangement while a fuller trade deal is negotiated. This is VOA News. The death toll in California's devastating wildfires is rising. So far, 50 lives have been reported lost, nearly all of them in the so-called Camp Fire in the northern part of the state. 200 or more people in burned-out areas remain unaccounted for. Thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed by the flames. Nick Schuler is the deputy chief of CAL FIRE.
For the last 30 days, firefighters from across California have battled more than 500 new fires. In the last week alone, more than 225,000 acres have burned, including the most destructive and deadly fire in California's history, the Paradise Fire.
The Camp Fire is said to be 35% contained. The Northern California town of Paradise was nearly burned off the map. A top official at the World Health Organization is voicing hope that the latest Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo will be over in 6 months. WHO Emergency Chief Peter Salama.
It's very hard to predict time frames in an outbreak as complicated as this, with so many variables that are outside our control. But certainly we're planning on at least another 6 months before we could declare this outbreak over.
The latest outbreak in North Kivu province has resulted in more than 300 confirmed Ebola cases and over 200 deaths. Salama said a major cause of the spread was the use of unregulated health centers in the town of Beni. There are diplomatic efforts to halt the fighting for control of the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, under attack by a Saudi-led pro-government coalition battling Houthi rebel defenders. Britain said the coalition has agreed to allow rebel casualties to be evacuated ahead of proposed peace talks that Sweden is offering. Dozens have been killed in the renewed assault that began November 1st. There is more political turmoil in Sri Lanka, where the parliament has handed the new government of Mahinda Rajapaksa a no-confidence vote. Rajapaksa is a former controversial Sri Lankan president who was appointed prime minister in late October. The vote came just a day after the Sri Lankan Supreme Court vetoed a decree from President Maithripala Sirisena that called for dissolving the parliament and snap elections. Sajith Premadasa, deputy leader of the ruling United National Party, said he welcomed the court intervention.
This is a time to unite. This is a time to unite. Ensure that justice and fairness prevails, that democracy is promoted and enhanced, and this should not be a time to promote political vengeance.
The court stay lasts until December 7th, when it says it will consider petitions filed on behalf of the former prime minister. And thousands of Central American migrants in search of asylum are still on the move through Mexico in a caravan headed toward the U.S. border. The U.S. military has laid down barbed wire and erected barricades. I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.